There's a word we hear a lot these days, but somehow it's lost its meaning. Heroes. Men and women whose sacrifice served a nation. When the guns are silenced and the battlefields grow quiet, they're still fighting. They need our help. The VFW is there for them. Will you be there for them too?
Learn more at VFW3396.org.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are look fake at them. News.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Monday brand new week. Great to have you with us. The latest numbers statewide here in Nevada, the number of tests, approximately 10,000. Cases, 996. And deaths, 15. We'll continue to monitor the numbers. What does this mean from a national perspective? We've got, believe it or not, we've got primary elections in June. We've got a presidential election in November. Are we stopping for that at all? Let's find out, because Cassie Smedley, joining us, the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, joins us from our nation's capital. And Cassie, first of all, how are you doing and your cohorts there at the RNC?
Well, thanks for asking. We are doing well, all things considered. We're really fortunate. All these conversations we've had about how we've been training activists and ramping up our efforts across the country, of course, Nevada, big state among our efforts, is paying off in that our teams are ready to go. And within 24 hours, we transitioned everything to a virtual setup, and we do trainings online. It's been incredible to see how our activists and volunteers have been willing to get on and get on to, you know, a video conference or do a Zoom meeting. And then now we have our Trump Talk platform where you can make calls from the comfort of wherever you're social distancing. So everything is full steam ahead. It looks a little different, but we're really grateful that we had all the resources in place to just ramp up sooner than expected. But I think, honestly, it's been, for so many of our volunteers, a welcome break in the monotony of the day to say, oh, I can get online and make some phone calls and go make, you know, 25 or 100 phone calls from the comfort of my living room and talk to some folks. So it's
a lot of people have a lot more time on their hands, so that's good. Mm-hmm. And do you find that people are willing to talk to you more today because they aren't so busy? They're just sitting around the apartment. They're sitting around the house. They're bored to tears. Is it possible that more people are going to want to talk to you guys?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. It's been really fun to watch. If you ever want to scroll Twitter for positive content, I always love our hashtag #LeadRight. And it's our volunteers who, you know, we had one gal last week who was checking in on one of her volunteers. She and her husband are 80 years old. And they said, well, we'll make some calls. And so she went and dropped off some groceries and taught them how to do it. And now they check in every few days. And these folks are Democrats, by the way, but they like the president. And so they're doing it. And it's a nice way for them to connect because, of course, they're in that group of folks who really can't take the risk of going out and interacting. And so to be able to get on the phone and make calls and talk to folks, and hopefully a lot of people who agree with you and want to support our president as well, there is this positive, uplifting component to it that we're finding. And you see that reflected, not to talk all business, but reflected in the polls of how people feel about the president and his team's response and leadership to mitigating the spread of this virus and making sure that people have the tools and resources they need. And I think as Americans watching these press conferences every day, when we get on the phone and talk to other folks, they say, yeah, you know, I'm glad to see it. Glad to hear from the president. It's just it's a nice, positive conversation amidst so much stress otherwise, and certainly so much negativity on the news.
I know there's a hesitancy to use the coronavirus crisis as a talking point, but I'm curious if that is a part of the messaging that the RNC is giving out.
Yes, and we have transitioned to just a national conversation. How are you doing? Are you okay? Can we get anything to help you? While you're at home, would you have time to still help us make some calls? And yes, we still have an election, but it does look and sound different. It's not quite as pointed as it is when you're in the heat of the debate, but this is a very important moment for the American people to see their president leading, to see the team that he's assembled and how they're responding to the crisis. And so as we look towards this election, which, as you mentioned, primaries are still happening, we still have an election in November, people need to say, what am I voting on? And this year, it's always, we talk about it, it's the national security is always the top priority, as well as the economy. And my goodness, aren't we talking about those two issues right now with the health and safety of Americans, and yes, our economy as well. So these perennial issues, which always drive people to vote, are still the issues that we're talking about day to day. And it's in a different context, but you still got to go out and vote for someone in November, and you want to make sure that it's someone who's going to lead you through the most unprecedented times our country could possibly face, and this certainly ranks among them.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, and one of my old Kansas City buddies, and it's always always good to talk to her. Is Joe Biden still running for president? I haven't seen much of him.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, when he's not getting jumbled up by a teleprompter in his own basement. Yesterday, he said he had 5 grandkids instead of 6. But, you know, it really is a problem for the Democrat Party. This is the bed, and they have to lie in it. They did everything they possibly could to ensure that he would be their nominee. The delegate counts are in. And I think what you're seeing right now is just talking about that leadership that you're looking for in unprecedented times in our country, which, whether it's a pandemic or, God forbid, a terrorist attack or an economic issue, you need to see what someone's going to look like when they're leading the country. And right now, you have the side-by-side of the president every day talking to the American people via these briefings, which, as you've seen, 45 minutes to an hour and 45 minutes. He goes, he takes every question, he is clearly very engaged at every level of the response and has a great team around him supporting that effort. And then you've got Joe Biden, who his team, they fumble to get a teleprompter together because, God forbid, he speak off the cuff about this. And that's just a really stark contrast of the American people's options this November. And so, again, while we're recalibrating and being very sensitive to the fact that this is a very stressful time for millions of Americans, we still have to call a spade a spade, call a leader, and call out one who does not seem to possess the leadership potential when we see that as well.
I know Democrats have been willing to throw Bernie Sanders under the bus. Would they ever, if they got polling in that said, hey, this is really bad, people don't respect Biden, they don't think he's, he doesn't have his faculties, so to speak, and we got to get somebody else, whoever it is, would they dare try and throw Joe Biden under the bus?
You know, to see what they were willing to do to Bernie Sanders, not once, but twice. Remember, they did this for Hillary Clinton as well. So I would say never, but they've got a real problem on their hands in terms of a credibility issue with their own voters, just generally, because they seem to go with we know best as opposed to voters know best. And you and I have talked about this before. When we had an unprecedentedly large primary field for the Republicans in 2016, and it was who's gonna emerge from this, everybody, you know, had their favorites. It was a wonderfully strong field. And you saw Donald Trump picking up traction, and the party, chaired by Ryan Priebus at the time, said, we're gonna let the voters decide. That's the only way to figure this out in a way that's fair. And lo and behold, that was Donald Trump, and because it was what the country needed. He was the man for the moment, because the voters said so, the American people said so. And I think it's always a bad option to go with party knows best, to go with Washington elite and the bubble of the Beltway know best. I just don't see how you come out better for it on the other side with your voters and your supporters.
The president yesterday, with an appearance in the Rose Garden, he had some not so good news that the guidelines are going to be extended to April 30th, not Easter, but a couple of 3 weeks after Easter. How do you think this will play out there in you know with John Q. Public?
Well, I think again the president has said the health and safety of Americans have to be the first priority, and we're doing everything we can to ensure that once we all get back to life as quote normal, we'll have an economy to spring back into, a strong economy to spring back into. And so they're working with the Fed and of course Congress with the relief package to figure that out. But one thing that, not just on this issue, but in so many others, the president goes out and he likes to say things, and then he'll talk to his team of people, and they'll see what the facts look like and what, in this case, the models look like, as they say, and figure out what makes the most sense. But as we know in business, businesses don't just go blindly into the day. You put a plan together and you see, can we achieve this point? If not, what do we need to do to get as close as possible, blah, blah, blah. So you see the businessman in him who says, I want Easter. And they say, we don't know if we can get you Easter, but we can get you the 30th. Great, I'll take the 30th. What do we have to do to get to the 30th? And I think that's what we really like about him, is he's not stubborn. He does what makes sense, and appreciate that at this point, the priority has to be the safety of Americans. And then he'll figure out other ways to work with the Treasury Secretary and the Fed and others to help us on the economic side. But I think we all appreciate that he's being responsible about all of this.
Hey, Cassie, in our final couple of minutes, you and I talked off air. You're planning a December wedding. Tell me how the virus is impacting you, impacting planning for a wedding, all the things that women do when they're getting ready for a wedding. And by the way, what's it like having your fiance hang around?
We are learning a lot about each other. It's great on-the-job training for marriage, figuring out some of these things that we might not have figured out until a little bit later on. But, you know, I have to say, and this, I think, is emblematic of the spirit of Americans. We have my coworker, Blair. I think you used to talk to her a lot. She's now at the convention.
Yep.
She was supposed to get married in April. She and her fiancé decided to do it in their front yard last week with their families present. And they looked, they couldn't have looked happier. It was awesome. And I know that for their vendors, and I talk with our vendors that we're working with, it's been really heartening to see all of these florists and caterers and bands posting, you know, we're going to figure it out. We'll find you a new date. If we can't do it, we'll recommend someone who can. We want, and we know it'll look different, but we're going to figure it out. And I think that that's really the spirit of America at play. And it's really, we are fortunate that we're not in the stress window, our wedding later this year, but to see how everyone else has gathered together to band together to figure it out and make the most of it, whatever that looks like, whether you end up doing it in your front yard or you do it later in the year, has been really cool. And I know that so many industries are working with their customers and clients to try and do the same. And that's why I absolutely believe the president and the economists and everyone who say we will bounce back and we will likely be a stronger America for having gone through all of this, because you see that the spirit of America is as strong as ever. I really, really believe that.
Hey, Cassie, always good to visit with you. I'm glad you and your fiance are coping. God forbid anything should spoil a beautiful December wedding. Thank you so much for joining us. I know we'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it, and thank you. Have a great week.
There you go, Cassie Smedley, Republican National Committee Deputy Communication Director. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is Live and Local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network.
so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Friends and family, there are so many great things you can get in the My Pillow Radio Listener Special. Body pillows, dog beds, mattress toppers, amazing Giza Dream sheets. You would not believe the quality of these. And all I want you to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA to activate these great savings, including buy one, get one free on the MyPillow Premium Pillows, $69.98. That's $35 a piece. That is cheaper than you can get them anywhere retail. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, and made in the USA. I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillows. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Okay, let's go to the president. This was from last night in the Rose Garden, announcing the new guidance date of April 30th. Here it is.
The modeling put together by Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and our other top healthcare and these people are amazing, the healthcare experts who in this country are the best in the world. They demonstrate that the mitigation measures we are putting in place may significantly reduce the number of new infections and ultimately the number of fatalities. I want the American people to know that your selfless, inspiring, and valiant efforts are saving countless lives. You are making the difference. The modeling estimates that the peak in death rate is likely to hit in 2 weeks. So, I'll say it again. The peak, the highest point of death rate, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all. Therefore, the next 2 weeks, and during this period, it's very important that everyone strongly follow the guidelines, have to follow the guidelines that our great Vice President holds up a lot. He's holding that up a lot. He believes in it so strongly. The better you do, the faster this whole nightmare will end. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread. On Tuesday, we will be finalizing these plans and providing a summary of our findings, supporting data, and strategy to the American people. So we'll be having lots of meetings in between, but we'll be having a very important statement made on Tuesday, probably Tuesday evening, on all of the findings, all of the data, and the reasons we're doing things the way we're doing them. We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery. We think by June 1st, a lot of great things will be happening. I want every citizen in our country to take heart and confidence in the fact that we have the best medical minds in the world tackling this disease. We have the best science, the best researchers, and the best talent anywhere working night and day to protect your family and loved ones and to overcome this pandemic. With the grace of God, we are rising to the occasion. We are proving that no darkness can overshadow the eternal light of American courage. We will win, and when we do, we will rebound with astonishing force and speed. We will be stronger than ever, and we will have learned so much, where something like this can never hurt us to the extent it has, and the world again. In our present crisis, the strength of our people is our single most important asset, and together we will defeat this invisible curse, this invisible enemy, and rise to incredible new heights.
This is an amazing turnaround by the president. He was set to essentially reopen America for business on Easter Sunday. Didn't happen. Won't happen. How did the task force actually convince the president? Deborah Ricks will tell us how coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Monday. It is Live and Local Now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's Fish Taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the Fish Taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump now extending the White House coronavirus social distancing guidelines through the month of April. The president saying virus deaths could peak in the next 2 weeks and eventually could reach 100,000 or more in the United States. Trump said if the number of dead is below 100,000, quote, we all together have done a very good job. He had previously hoped the country would be reopened for business by April 12th, which is Easter. The virus is not doing anything to end the feud between the president and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The president lashing out in an interview this morning.
Well, you know, it's a sad thing. Look, she's a sick puppy, in my opinion. She really is. She's got a lot of problems.
That's Trump on Fox and Friends this morning after Pelosi said yesterday that Trump is playing down the growing public health emergency. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Timmy takes Texas with a bump and run. I'm Woody Kane, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
For five decades, the Motor Racing Network has been the voice of NASCAR. And now, it's time to tell our story.
They are in turn two in front of Mike Joy.
With help from some of the sport's iconic voices.
Oh, crap! And I spin around.
Here comes Richard Petty.
I'm Fred Armstrong. Join me for MRN's newest podcast series. MRN presents 50 Years, the Voice of NASCAR. Available for download on MRN.com. And wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Week two of NASCAR regulars racing in the online world saw Timmy Hill, winless in 96 actual cup starts over 10 years, take the virtual checkered flag at a digital Texas Motor Speedway Sunday, which was broadcast before a national audience on Fox. However, he had to lay a bumper to William Byron late to get it done.
I don't get the chance to win much on this big of a platform, and I always told myself, you know, if I had a chance to win in any type of race, you know, NASCAR, short track level, if it came down to it, that's what I would do. So it didn't change because it was iRacing. That's what I would do in real life. You know, going forward, I'm sure William probably isn't happy about it. I'm sure he'll probably do the same back to me because you race others how they race you. So I'll probably get a lot of abuse going forward, and I'll have to accept that. But that's in the future. I kind of live in the present. I'm happy to get the win.
Ryan Preece, Garrett Smithley, Landon Castle, and Byron's Hendrick Motorsports teammate Alex Bowman finished 2 through 5. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was 6th, and Byron came home 7th, after leading the most laps for the second straight week. Next Sunday, another iRacing Invitational at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap by MRN. Stay up to date with NASCAR all the time at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local now for a Monday, brand new week. The extension of the CDC guidelines that the vice president's been talking about is they've been extended to April 30th. April 30th. This is a departure for the president. By the way, I want to give you the latest numbers. They have tested approximately 10,000 people in the state of Nevada, and they have 996 cases here in the state of Nevada, 15 deaths in the state of Nevada, and those numbers are going up. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. You can do that right now. How did the task force, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, how did they turn the president around? Deborah Birx tried to explain how the task force convinced the president to not reopen the country on Easter Sunday. Here is Deborah Ricks.
You've all seen the models. You've seen the models from Imperial. You've seen the models from Columbia. We've reviewed 12 different models. And then we went back to the drawing board over the last week or two and worked from the ground up, utilizing actual reporting of cases. It's the way we built the HIV model, the TB model, the malaria model. And when we finished, the other group that was working in parallel, which we didn't know about, HIME, and Chris Murray, ended up at the same numbers. So if you go on his website, you can see the concern that we had with the growing number of potential fatalities. All of the flu models predicted anywhere between 1.6 and 2.2 million fatalities if we didn't mitigate. I think you all knew those numbers. Some of them predicted half of the United States would get infected and have that level of mortality. So we've worked very hard together to really look at all of the impacts of the different mitigations that have been utilized around the world and use that evidence base to really bring that data and that evidence to the president to consider for extending, which is not a simple situation when you ask people to stay home for another 30 days. And so they have to know that we've really built this on scientific evidence and the potential to save really hundreds of thousands of American lives. And we know that's a huge sacrifice for everyone. We know it's a sacrifice for every mother and child and father who's also self-isolating. There are people that have to go out to work, and we know the compromises that they're making. But it's all to protect not only Americans, but the healthcare providers. The healthcare providers that are on the front lines, and you've seen them, and you've seen how difficult this has been. And so we're really working. There will be a comprehensive piece presented on Tuesday that really talks about not only diagnosing individuals, but also increasing our surveillance now that we have more test kits, so that we can really stop and contain new infections. At the same time, we're really dedicating test kits still to the critical diagnosis so people can get the treatment that they want. And so that we can ensure as when people come to the hospital that they know that the nurses and the doctors and the equipment that they need will be there to serve them. Because together as Americans, we're going to bring down the number of infections so we don't have 2.2 million deaths or 1.6 million deaths, but really work very hard to keep this in the lowest numbers we possibly can.
There is one more death to report on in the state of Nevada. It comes in Clark County. And so the death toll now has gone from 15 to 16. The one more is in Clark County. They now have, in Clark County, 753 cases of the coronavirus. 753. Just in Clark County. Now, that shows you the cases statewide is 996. But in that 996 are 753 cases in Clark County. Now, a lot of people have been playing the blame game. And in fact, a lot of people are blaming Bill de Blasio. You know, if indeed 56% of the cases of coronavirus, if indeed 56% are New York City, then you got to look to the mayor of New York City. But yesterday, I don't know if you caught this yesterday, he was on with Jake Tapper on State of the Union. He tried to deflect blame. This is cut five. Tried to deflect blame for how he handled the New York City response to the virus.
Let's talk about the way that you've handled the response in New York City. I want you to take a listen to yourself and your message to New Yorkers. These are three different clips, one's from January, one's from February, and one's from early this month.
It's important just go about your lives, continue living as you have. New Yorkers should go about our lives, continue doing what we do. This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. We want people still to go on about their lives. We want people to rest assured that a lot is being done to protect them.
That last clip was from March 13th, just about 2 weeks ago. In retrospect, is that message at least in part to blame for how rapidly the virus has spread across the city?
Yeah, Jake, we should not be focusing, in my view, on anything looking back on any level of government right now. This is just about how we save lives going forward. We all were working. Everybody was working with the information we had and trying, of course, to avoid panic. And at that point, for all of us, trying to keep not only protect lives, but keep the economy and the livelihoods together, keep ensuring that people had money to pay for food and medicine. I mean, this was a very different world just a short time ago. But the bottom line is, well, none of us have time to look backwards. I'm trying to figure out how we get through to Sunday, next Sunday, and then what we do the week after that. And that's the only thing we should be talking about in this country. And by the way, any other place in this country that thinks this is just going to pass them by and it's going to be a non-issue, it's in all 50 states now. And what we're all learning at the front line is this moves very, very fast in a way none of us have ever experienced in our lives. So the focus has to be on getting the personnel, the ventilators, the supplies where they need to be. And then when each region of the country starts to see that improvement the way Dr. Fauci just described to you, when you actually see the caseloads go down, and you actually have the testing to know what's going on, then send those personnel, send those ventilators to the next place that needs them most. That's what we're going to have to do. And I think the military is the only part of our nation that can actually organize and engineer such a massive effort.
So, but Mr. Mayor, you say you don't think you should look backwards, but you've criticized President Trump for, quote, actions that are far, far behind the curve. I mean, Mr. Mayor, weren't your actions in this outbreak also far, far behind the curve?
Jake, I in real time said, and this was weeks and weeks ago as it was happening, that we were not being given the testing we needed. I think the big historical point here that will be looked back on is if this country had had the testing when we needed it, this could have been a very different reality. But there's no time to go back over that. There's only time to focus on getting through the next week and the week after that. I mean, you could ask all the questions you want. They're fair. But I think the time to deal with these questions is after this war is over, because literally here in New York City, it feels like a wartime environment. I am talking to doctors, nurses, frontline public health leaders. They're literally trying to figure out what's going to happen just days from now. And they're watching an escalation, Jake, that we've never seen in our lives. The only comparison is to 100 years ago, the Spanish influenza pandemic. The only comparison in terms of our economy and our lives is to the Great Depression. None of us have ever experienced this. We've got to focus on today, tomorrow, next week, if we're going to get through this.
That's the mayor of New York City essentially saying, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. You know, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. And that's why I recently called my friends at Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. Now, in an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about, 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in our pockets? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive and Nationwide and Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI. Would you like to have more money in your pocket? Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving the coverage? Well, then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group. Here's the number, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. At 702-714-1060, all it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. Here's that number again, 702-714-1060. They are waiting for your call right now. When we come back, the president tries to justify extending these guidelines. A lot of you may not be happy with it. A lot of you may not like the idea of having to wait till April 30th to be free. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, the clown show known as the Democrat primary thing is still going on, but apparently, I guess, they are... I think the best way to explain it is they have essentially given the nomination to Joe Biden.
Oh.
Boy, Joe, I know, but Joe Biden's scary, man. Joe Biden is real scary. One of the things that was interesting over the weekend, especially if you live in and around White Pine County and Ely, is the procession that took place for our fallen highway patrolman, and a guy that had at least a ringside seat as people lined the streets of Ely is our own Wyatt Cox. And Wyatt, tell me what happened.
Oh my gosh, you should have seen it. Just before we came on the air with you, I read a piece from Sergeant Watts over in Eureka County, who was a part of it. And this was 100 vehicles plus that came through White Pine County with people from all jurisdictions all across the state of Nevada. As you know, they performed a similar caravan, taking Sergeant Jenkins' body from Ely to Las Vegas. And then they had a caravan coming back up. And I mean, all along the route, people were lined. Not here in Ely, I mean, forget social distancing. They were packing Altman Boulevard here. They were packing Great Basin Boulevard as this came through. Flags, salutes, people covering their hearts. And it was not only in White Pine County. It was all the way up U.S. 93. They were packed in McGill. And it was, in fact, as you head north on 93, once you pass that mile marker, there is a cross painted in the road now.
Oh, wow.
With a thin blue line going through it. And then they were also packed in Elko. They were packed in Wells, all the way to Elko. And everybody who has been there and everybody who had anything to do with it has said that this, I would say that some people would say it was a fitting salute, but it was not enough for a man who gave his life at 47.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Wyatt. Again, an emotional moment that many of you in and around White Pine County and along the route that began at the Clark County morgue and headed north to Elko. That's absolutely incredible. I promised I'd let you hear from the president, and I'm going to let you do that. This is cut number three. And the president justified extending this social distancing guideline to April 30th. Listen to the president yesterday in the Rose Garden.
I just want to reiterate, because a lot of people have been asking, well, what would have happened if we did nothing? Did nothing. We just wrote it out. And I've been asking that question to Tony and Deborah, and they've been talking to me about it for a long time. Other people have been asking that question. And I think we got our most accurate study today, or certainly most comprehensive. Think of the number, 2.2, potentially 2.2 million people if we did nothing. If we didn't do the distancing, if we didn't do all of the things that we're doing. Now, when you hear those numbers, you start to realize that with the kind of work we went through last week with the $2.2 trillion, it no longer sounds like a lot, right? So you're talking about, when I heard the number today, first time I've heard that number, because I've been asking the same question that some people have been asking, I felt even better about what we did last week with the $2.2 trillion. Because you're talking about a potential of up to 2.2 million, and some people said it could even be higher than that. So you're talking about 2.2 million deaths, 2.2 million people from this. And so, if we could hold that down, as we're saying to 100,000. It's a horrible number. Maybe even less, but to 100,000. So we have between 100 and 200,000. We all together have done a very good job, but 2.2 million deaths and maybe even beyond that. I'm feeling very good about what we did last week. Yes, please. Go ahead, please.
Mr. President, given that you're announcing that you're extending these guidelines, was floating Easter a mistake, do you think? And
no.
Does this, can you tell us why? And
it was
then,
just an aspiration. We actually will be hitting, potentially, this was with our meeting before, on Easter, we probably, that could be a peak. That could be a peak period. That could be the peak, sadly to say, that could be the peak number of deaths before it starts coming down. No, that was aspirational. We had an aspiration of Easter. But when you hear these kind of numbers and you hear the potential travesty, we don't want to do anything where, you know, we don't want to have a spike up. We don't want to do it soon. And then all of a sudden you go down, you're coming down, and then you start going up again. Because we discussed that could happen. And we don't want that to happen. We've gone through too much. So that was an aspirational number. I didn't say Easter. I said it would be a great thing if we could do it by Easter. And we know much more now than we knew 2-3 weeks ago. Easter should be the peak number. And it should start coming down and hopefully very substantially from that point.
Let's hope so. Because I'm not sure that people can endure this for much longer. I think we get much beyond April 30th. People are going to start going nuts. People are going to start going like way nuts. I think people already are starting to go stir crazy. And you're going to start seeing some really odd stuff. I had one Uber driver tell me that he delivered 4 girls to a pajama party. And they weren't social distancing at all. And you're going to see that. People cannot live in a vacuum. I just don't believe it. Anyway, coming up, Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us. Also, State Senator Scott Hammond. He is one of the highest-ranking members of government in the state of Nevada. What does he think of the new numbers? We'll talk about that. Also, Sam Peters, a candidate for CD4, will join us as well. How do you adjust? How do you adjust when you have people dying around you? I mean, it's really difficult. Anyway, we'll talk with Sam Peters coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.